My name is Jessia Aurelian, KSUSIA, AURELIEN. This is for patient Agueda Lopez, AGUEDALOPEZ. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The CKD is stable at this time and is related to nephrocirrhosis associated with diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process. Recent labs reveal a BUN of 30 from 21, creatinine of 1.48 from 1.47, and a GFR of 34 from 34. There is evidence of bacteriuria with E. coli, and the patient reports burning on urination as well as odorous urine. We started her on Cipro, 500 milligrams daily for 3 days, and we'll repeat the urinalysis with reflex to culture in 2 weeks period. She is advised to call the office if she continues to experience symptoms after completing her antibiotics regimen, period. There is minimal proteinuria. In the urine. However, this could be related to the bacteriuria. We will continue to monitor for now. Next number, abdominal aortic aneurysm. The CT abdomen dated 8/30/22 reveals an increase of the infrarenal aorta. Aortic aneurysm of 6.7 by 5.8 centimeters from 6.2 by 5.3 centimeters. Period. The patient has an upcoming appointment in Orlando with the vascular surgeon. The patient followed up with her PCP, Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, and he referred her to a vascular surgeon in Orlando for further workup. However, the patient states she has not heard anything from the doctor yet, so she's still pending the consult. The CT of the abdomen also shows pancreatic atrophy, bilateral adrenal hyperplasia, as well as small pancreatic masses. These findings will be closely monitored for now, since the patient is asymptomatic. No interventions will be conducted at this time due to the patient's age. She was advised to quit smoking due to these recent findings. There is nicotine dependence. Again, she was advised to quit smoking. For overall health benefits. Next number. DJD. She follows up with Dr. Belche, who referred her to rheumatology for injections. She has an upcoming appointment next month. Period. Urinary tract infection. As per number one, it was started on Cipro 500 milligrams daily for 3 days. And she was advised to perform this home regimen with 1/3 of white vinegar mixed with 2/3 of water to wash her vaginal area to promote acidity, which will prevent future urinary tract infections. Period. The rest of her labs remain stable. She is not anemic. Her electrolytes are within normal limits. Period. However, her intact PTH is elevated at 116 from 125. Since her calcium is within normal limits at 10.1 from 9.4, we will repeat her mineral bone disease workup and continue to monitor for now. If the intact PTH or calcium level continues to elevate, then we will consider starting Sensipar 30 milligrams on tablet daily. Period. End.